The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
So the government has asked the operators of Dublin Airport to clearly communicate to the public within 24 hours how it plans to fix the problems at the airport ahead of the June bank holiday weekend. For more on this, I'm joined by Timmy Dooley, Fianna Fáil Senator and member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. Timmy, giving them another 24 hours begs the question, what have they been at up to now?
It certainly does, and it begs the question as to why the government actually has to get involved. The truth of it is, Dublin Airport Authority is a semi-state company. It's not a state agency. It doesn't have direct ministerial responsibility in the way the HSE might or a government department might. It's a fully independent company, albeit the shares are owned by the state and the minister would appoint a board of directors. So in the first instance, I believe that the board have shown a great lack of judgment by not having addressed this issue a number of months ago when it first arose. For the life of me, I can't understand how the board didn't call senior management before it and try to understand what caused the problems in the first instance.
Well, senior management is on it. I mean, the CEO sits ex officio as part of the board, so he's sitting there at all the board meetings.
Yes, but there is a requirement on the board then to put the chairman in, or put the chief executive in the hot seat, and the various different managers along through the various different operations in the hot seat, to develop a strategy quickly to resolve the problems. I don't know if that happened or not, but it clearly didn't work. So I think there are huge questions for the board, for the chairman and for the board to answer here. It is shambolic in the extreme that a minister has to haul the chief executive of a semi-state company before him and before her to try to come up with a plan for next weekend. If this happened in a third world country, I think questions would be asked. So it's beyond what the board is still doing in place.
Can you explain the 24-hour deadline thing to me? Because this is not the most complicated logistical challenge the world has ever faced. It's get people through a security line. Why do they need a further 24 hours to plan how to deliver that?
I don't know, because what you're asking me is what the plan contains and why it took so long to develop it. And as of now, I haven't seen any of the details. So I can only look at the structures that exist. And the structures that exist is that a semi-state company has failed miserably to deliver on its charter or on its mandate. The board, and it's not something that happened overnight. This is going on for a while. The board have a responsibility to the shareholder. The shareholder is the state. And the board,
so are you now,
view,
Timmy Dooley, are you calling for them to be dismissed?
I just be honest with you, I cannot understand why they're still there. The reality, they should have been gone a number of weeks ago.
But sorry, are you suggesting that they should all fall on their swords by out of personal shame, or that the minister should just tell them their services are no longer required?
Well, I think in the first instance they should realise the failure of the board. I just wonder what it believes its job is in terms of the governance of such an important state asset, such an important piece of infrastructure. Like, I use Dublin Airport when I can't get a flight out of Shannon. I use it occasionally. And I have been taken for some time about the way in which the whole operation delivers the service. It seems to me to be a glorified shopping mall. The focus is all about what the next concession is. And any time I go through, there's a new piece of construction work going on and it's opening up some other store or some other concession. And yet, I have seen no improvement since that Terminal 2 opened in relation to the security channels.
Shannon, but hang on for a minute, Timmy Dooley. It has to be said that your party's hands were fairly significantly all over the decisions to turn Air Rianta into a profit-making state-owned company called the DAA and put pressure on it to focus on its commercial agenda.
And it can focus on its commercial agenda while still delivering an appropriate service to its customers. And the customers of an airport are the airlines. And the difficulty, that, to be honest with you, that happened, and this is where I would say that a number of political parties have been to blame, the idea of separating out Shannon from Dublin and creating this notional idea of competition and believing that Dublin Airport has competition. Dublin Airport has no competition. It isn't regulated appropriately, unfortunately. And the focus has been on just generating profits, generating activity in the stores, rather than providing an appropriate level of service to the consumer. You see, the customer of Dublin Airport Authority is not the consumer that walks through. It's the airline. The airlines have nowhere else, quite frankly, to go because of the volume of people that live in and around Dublin. So airlines want to be at Dublin Airport Authority. There's no airport within close enough proximity to it to deliver.
But now, see, I wonder, I think people listening to this will say the one message that's clear from what you're saying. I mean, taking your role as part of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. You are still reluctant to actually say somebody should lose their job over this. So what's the message to anybody?
Sorry, I made it very clear, and with the closest respect, I think the board should be gone. I think they should have fired the chief executive a number of weeks ago. I think they should have brought in some strategic management from some other airport. Like, there was a time when Air Inta operated, it was providing management to airports right around the world. We can't manage our own airport right now. It really is... It's an embarrassment to us. In fact, it's an appalling situation to find ourselves in. Now, look, I mean, I have a regional interest. I'd love to see Shannon Airport doing more business, and I recognise that it could be doing more, and we do need to have a change in government policy that puts certain limits and caps on what goes through Dublin, and certain types of business can be managed in Shannon. But even if Shannon was at full capacity in the morning, it wouldn't solve the absolute mess that Dublin Airport has become. And I don't want to develop this point, because Dublin Airport is poorly managed. I see the toilets are often filthy. I see bins over full. I see a complete lack of interest in what the consumer might expect. Because why? Because they know that the airlines are coming there anyway, and the passengers will have to get on with whatever they encounter. It doesn't matter. And that focus is wrong, and I blame that on the top. And if the board are not putting in place an appropriate level of oversight on management, then shame on them. And surely to God, it's not beyond the capacity of board members to walk through the airport every now and again and see the deficits in the kind of service that you'd expect.
Now, can I ask you, Timmy Dooley, one of the things that the Ryanair chief executive has been calling for has been the army to be sent in. Now, that sounds desperately overdramatic, but the reality is the army has a role which is aid to the civil power. We saw during COVID the capacity of the defence forces to move with great speed and efficiency to set up testing centres on the quays when we thought that's what would be required, to facilitate in things like contact tracing until the private sector could step up and take that role over from them in large part. If we have these highly trained, well-disciplined people who are available to us, why are they not being sent in to help? Because security is something the defence forces do pretty well.
They do very well. I think the issue, and I'll answer your question in a second, I think the issue is that there's limited amount of trained personnel to use the equipment that's already there. I believe the equipment at Dublin Airport is out of date. It's significantly out of date by comparisons to what they have at Shannon. It's significantly out of date by what they have in many other airports around the world. This notion of still having to remove liquids from your baggage is an impediment that slows down the transit of people through the security lanes. That should have been addressed during COVID. It wasn't. I think there's a role for the army, and I'll tell you where, and I'm not looking for a headline here, but last weekend, had there been torrential rain, had there been thunderstorms, which often happens during the summer, on last Sunday, then I think it would have been appropriate for the army personnel to put up makeshift tents over the people who were standing in what appeared to be an ever-ending queue outside Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. I certainly think they should have gone to certain personnel with the army. It's not having soldiers necessarily manning the brigades, but the army have a core of engineers who are very smart, who are very well trained and can be deployed quickly. They're good at strategic management. They're good at logistics. And for sure, that kind of personnel, you know, I know Michael O'Leary, somebody who I have huge respect for, he's never short of a headline and he does it well. But I wouldn't want to figure out what exactly he was talking about in that regard. But I think it would have been in ensuring that you had people who were trained in logistics, who could manage large volumes of people. Quite frankly, from what I heard on Sunday, I went through the airport early on Monday morning, but from what I heard on Sunday was that at times it almost looked like it was getting out of control, because the public, who were rightly upset about not getting their flights, didn't seem to think that there was a management structure in place. At least if there was a corps of army engineers and logistic experts in place, it may have been better able to use the resource to get people into shelter if it was required, and try to get better management and movement of people.
Now, one of the things that has emerged, Timmy Dooley, in recent days has been footage from other airports around Europe and the UK. So we've seen Schiphol having huge challenges. We've seen Manchester having significant challenges, albeit not quite to the scale of Dublin Airport by per capita in terms of the queues. Is there any argument on the side of Dublin Airport that says this is an extraordinary time in aviation and in air travel? It was extremely difficult to predict. It's extremely difficult to staff up in the kind of time that's available. We're seeing it beyond just our shores. We should give them a break.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's good enough. Yes, there are issues elsewhere, some for different reasons. This happened a number of months ago. The DAA at the time talked about training, I don't know, it was 300 or 400 extra personnel. They made a fatal mistake. They let a lot of people go in order to reduce their pension requirement at a later stage, which I thought was short-term thinking. It was almost as if they never expected a recovery in the aviation sector. Maybe the recovery has come quicker than they have expected. But it's not like as if 50,000 people rock up to the airport today when you were only expecting 10. Airlines have manifests. They know who has booked. And yes, it may fluctuate. There are people who will decide to change their schedule and don't travel. And there are somebody who will book a flight at last minute. But that's only a very small percentage of a fluctuation. The reality is that every day and for a number of days in advance, the airport will know at what time flights are taking off and what the expected volume of people is. You see, there's a couple of things have happened.
Briefly, if you would, Timmy.
So you have a situation that happened on Sunday. That spooked people. So people who were travelling at 1 o'clock on Monday, midday on Monday, you know, rocked up to the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning to be assured that they'd get their flight. That creates its own problem. So by not having proper communications, proper management of the narrative, it creates a domino effect of misinformation, miscommunication, and that leads to some unintended consequences. The facts of the matter are that there wasn't enough lanes open.
Indeed.
At appropriate times. At a stage now, I think...
And I should say, by the way, that...
Hit the lanes open all night.
Indeed. As we stand now, reports from the airport would suggest that things are moving relatively smoothly, although that we have had such false dawns before. So we will see what happens as we come up on the bank holiday weekend. Timmy Dooley, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. That's Timmy Dooley, who is Senator and member of the Oireachtas Transport Committee. Now, a report from the fiscal assessment report from the Irish Financial Advisory Council has suggested that it is now urgent for the government to reduce its dependence on corporation tax because of the overdependence on a relatively small number of companies chipping in a huge chunk to our tax take. After the break, we're going to be talking to Danny McCoy, the chief executive of IBEC, about just how significant that risk is.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.